Baruch Shem, we'll say good morning. We are picking up on page Kuf Yud Dalet in the 13th chapter in Chovos HaTalmidim. So let's actually pick up in the first paragraph, Ube'emes. Well, the first full paragraph. Ube'emes, Tuchal ata bachar liyisrael lehotzi mikir b'cha netios v'tikunim asher lo shi'arta lahem ube'atzmecha lo sevinim. Says the Piagetzna, and understand, young man, that you have the ability to bring out inside of you Nitios v'tikunim. Nitios literally means like proclivities. You know, like proclivities and understandings and things that you never even knew existed within yourself. Yochalat l'mashal, lovo l'ratzon tov v'chazak, hechazak gam mimcho, asher kol atzmecho meshubad l'ratzon tov hazeh, u'muchrach ata l'maloso bal karchecho, Beloshum teretz ubeloshum svaras. Here the Piagetzna explains so beautifully that you could find within yourself a ratzon tov. You could find within yourself an incredibly strong and powerful goodwill. Something you did not even realize existed within you. Something you did not even realize ultimately, again, was there the entire time. Remember again from last week, the Piagetzna gave the very powerful mashal. He said that, you know, if you're young, when you're young, if someone ties your hand behind your back and leaves it like that for a prolonged period of time, unfortunately, the limb becomes misshapen, right? The shape sticks. As opposed to when you're older, if someone ties your hand behind your back for a while, as soon as they untie it, it reverts back to what it was. He understands that to be true also in the world of midos. That when we're young, and again, this all is going with the youth idea that we're going to adapt it for all ages, that when you are young, so you have the ability to mold yourself in a more dramatic way. And the way you mold yourself in when you are young is often the way which could remain with you even when you get much older. Masha'in came when you try to mold yourself when you're older, so sometimes, again, even if I try, and if I mold myself successfully one day, lav dafka, that stays for the next day. Sometimes the work that I do on day one, I have to start all over again and do from scratch on day two. Because again, as I get older, it's much harder to change my patterns of behavior and much harder ultimately again to change just my direction in life. So obviously, what the Piagetzna is focusing on over here is an encouragement to the youth to take advantage of their youth. If you go ahead and you develop patterns of behavior now when you are young, those patterns will stay with you till they become second nature when you are old. See, unfortunately, we tend to learn this lesson sometimes not in the positive way, but in the negative way, right? About character traits and negative things that we assume and we assimilate when we're young, and we find it very, very difficult to get over them, even once we get older. But we'll say, so he goes on, he says, "Margish ata bikirbucha, kilu pitom ruach Hashem chazak mefari karim umeshaber slam pagabucha." Sometimes again, you feel within yourself this incredible Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of God, that is so strong, that could smash mountains, right? Could break apart mountains, could smash rocks. Pagabacha, v'yisa'acha al avoda zu v'zu. And it gives you the strength and the confidence to perform this avoda and that avoda. Eskol ha'menios yifarek, v'eskol ha'ikuvim yishaber. Hashem hua elokim, v'ata avdo u'muchrach atala avdo. So again, the Piagetzna here describing just an incredibly beautiful state where a person feels the confidence to do anything that they need to do simply because they've conditioned themselves to be an Eved Hashem day in and day out. V'af, page Kof Yod Dalet, the paragraph that begins V'af, the big V'af. V'af, harbe pratim inyone havodu v'tikun ha'nefesh. This is actually amazing. Says the Piagetzna, he mentions this later on, but I'm going to say it now just because it's important. The Piagetzna obviously is focusing on doing these things when you're young. So this is very nice if I learn this Sefer when I'm young. I don't feel so young this morning. So what do I do about the teachings of the Piagetzna now at this stage in my life? So understand that any message that you ever see applied to youth applies to all of us day in and day out. You know, when I wake up in the morning, right? We've spoken about this concept before. This the Ger Rebbe, the Sas Emes, brings down an incredible idea. He says that we often look at life in a continuum. Right, so let's say youth, we'll call it, I'm a child from ages 0 to 16, then I'm a young adult from the ages of 17 to 25, then I'm an adult, so on and so forth. The Piagetsna says the most successful way to live is to look at each day as a continuum of life. That when you're born in the when you wake up in the morning, mazel tov, you're born. Gets to like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, you reach the age of bar bas mitzvah. A little bit later in the day, mazel tov, married. A little bit later, right, by early mincha, you're already, you know, middle age, a little bit older, 70, 80. And by the time the sun sets, baruch dayana emes, 120. Meaning every day is a complete lifetime. It's first of all, if you look at life in that way, it's an incredibly profound way to live. Because suddenly, again, every day has to be maximized, not just as a unit of particular hours, but mamash as a continuum of entire life. Every day is a lifetime. The power of living like that also is that because every day I am reborn, therefore, again, every morning I get to re-experience my youth. Every morning I get to re-experience my youth, which is incredibly profound because we have a number of different teachings throughout Chazal that focus on the power of youth. And when you look at them, so sometimes it's a little bit sad because I say to myself, well, my youth is done. No, it's not. My youth may be done today, meaning by 2, 3 o'clock this afternoon, your youth is done for today. But at the end of the day, youth always begins the next morning. Every morning you wake up, you are reborn. It is a brand new beginning to do with it whatever you want. It's actually interesting. The Sfas Emes mentions this on the Mishnah that the Piagetsna quoted on Kuf Yud Gimel. Remember again, he quoted the Mishnah of Elisha ben Avuya. Halome yelad lemahu doma. If one learns when they're young, to what can they be compared? L'diok suva al niyar chadash. Like ink written on a brand new piece of parchment. Halome zaken, when one learns when they're old, lemahu doma, to what can they be compared? L'diok suva al niyar machok. Like ink written on erased parchment. And it's actually on that Mishnah that the Sfas Emes says, every single morning, you are given a new piece of parchment. Every single morning, new piece of parchment. So you messed up yesterday's parchment. You messed up the parchments for the last 25 years. Okay? This morning is a brand new piece of parchment. What are you going to do with it now? So I'm mentioning this because whatever the Piagetsna speaks about with youth, so understand he's not just talking about biological or chronological youth. The concept, ultimately, again, of youth, as espoused by the Piagetsna, ultimately, again, applies to the youth that we find each and every morning. Every morning, brand new piece of parchment. So therefore, I will say, every morning, I have the opportunity to mold myself into the person I want to be. Okay, now with that, you'll understand that, again, everything he spoke speaks about with extolling youth, we could apply to ourselves just in a little bit of a different way. So look here, it's Ba'af Harbe. And even many of the details of our avoda tikkun hanefesh, yochol ato latakines atzmecha bohem, achi asu tevar. We'll say this is amazing. Says the Piagetsna, there are many things, many aspects of our teva, many aspects of our nature, or many aspects of our avodas Hashem that we can make into second nature. This is an incredible piece. There are many things that we, in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if we work on them and reinforce them, we can make them part of our second nature. And ultimately, again, I'm not going to have to remind myself at all times to do them. If we condition ourselves to go ahead and engage in certain avodas, day in and day out, they become part of who we are, and we don't have to remind ourselves to do it. But this is assuming that we start doing them from our youth, that we start doing them from when we are young. L'mashal, listen to this. We're not going to be able to get into all of this today, but at least we'll start it. This is incredible. L'mashal, yachal ata lahagiev shebishah she'ata over barachov. It could be that you can get to a state that when you're walking in the street, Lo titztarich la'atzom es einecha mira'os bira. You will not have to close your eyes so as to avoid looking at inappropriate things. Rak gam me'atzmecha lo sira osam. But rather, again, you could work on yourself till you get to the point where you don't see them at all. So he said, just on to what the Piyajasna just said. He said, I could work on myself till I get to the point where I'm walking down the street, and unfortunately, again, there's always inappropriate things to gaze upon. I could work on myself. So how do I deal with the fact that there's an obligation of Shmira Sinai to watch, to be vigilant with what I look at, being bombarded with so many things in the world? So how do I deal with that? So the Piyajasna says, listen to these words, that it's possible to condition yourself to the point where you walk in the street and you just won't see the inappropriate things. You just won't see it. Of course, if I close my eyes, of course I won't see it. It's not what he's saying. Your eyes will be open, but you still won't see it. Your eyes will be open, but you still won't see it. Ha'aver einai mera'os shav. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, avert my eyes from seeing that which is inappropriate. She'ha'einayim ba'atzman lo sir ena es ha'shav. That the eyes themselves will not see that which is inappropriate. Well, see, hear this state. I would think you say, I don't know what that means. I'm going to see what the Piyajas means by that, because it seems like in a logical statement. Instead, if you tell me to guard my eyes, I understand if you tell me to close my eyes. I understand if you tell me to be careful what I gaze upon. But this notion that I could condition myself to the point that literally, again, my eyes are open, but I don't see that which is inappropriate. He says, Al tadame, this is amazing. We're not going to be able to finish this, but at least we'll start it. Al tadame, shetoim anu lachshov alecha shekol kach tizkadish mehira. So the Piaget says, don't worry. I'm not assuming that you're a tzaddik just yet. Right? Don't worry. Meaning, don't get nervous. Don't get nervous that the expectation of you is that you instantaneously transform yourself now. Ad sha'af im einech al davar aser tabetna lo sir ena oso kimoshe bikesh davar amelech. I understand, says the Piyajetzna, that it takes time to get to this level that King David is describing. This level, ultimately, again, where the eyes are open, but they don't see that which is inappropriate. So we'll have to stop over here for today. I'm leaving a little bit of a cliffhanger. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this piece, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.